I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Friday morning, the 4th of July, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That is a question that God asked Sarah when he told Abraham and Sarah they were going to have a baby. And Sarah was well past childbearing. She even giggled. She said, is it possible for an old woman like me to conceive and to bear a child? I want to say something to a lady listening to this program today. There is nothing which is too hard for God. What we need to do is we need to ask him. We need to thank him in faith. And then we need to trust him for our miracle. He is the miracle working God. That I know for sure. There are so many miracles that have happened in my life that I cannot even remember all of them. I want to say to you today, the one thing that restricts the moving of the Spirit of God is unbelief. That's the only time you tie God's hands and he can't work if you don't believe. So I'm going to pray for you at the end of this program that God will give you an extra portion of faith to believe for that baby in your life, young lady. I want to agree with you that God will give you the desires of your heart as you delight in him. You'll find that in Psalm 37, verse 4. I'm talking to that young man who's starting his business, and he just cannot see any way through. That young farmer who is facing a horrific drought or a problem with his crops. Talking about that young student who's getting ready to write his finals, and he doesn't think he can do it. You can only believe. Now, how do we get that kind of faith? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I am speaking to you today, and I'm quoting the word of God. Now, believe it. Don't doubt. Believe it, and you will receive that thing which you are trusting God for. Father, I pray for my dear friends listening to this program early this morning that you will indeed honor the promise that you have given to them if they will only believe. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.